We're doing the task of tofer, sewing. So in the Mishkan, when they would combine yeriot, the different expansions of cloth or hides, so they would sew them together to connect the different draperies, the different coverings of the Mishkan, they would sew them together. That is the task of tofer. We defined last week that the task of tofer involves doing shtei techifot. Techifa is when I have two pieces of cloth, one on top of the other, and I push the needle and the thread going up to connect the two pieces of cloth. When I pushed it one way, just going up, that's techifa chat. After it went through the two pieces of cloth and I push it back down, so then I have what would be called one stitch, and that is shtei techifot, two pushings of the needle with the thread through the cloth. If I have shtei techifot, that I push the needle and thread going up, and then I pulled it back down, and then I make a knot, that is the enisul doraita of tofer, the biblical prohibition of tofer. If I do shalosh techifot, I go up, I go back down, I go back up, so that even without a knot can have a certain element of permanence, and that is also the isur deoraita, the biblical prohibition of tofer. This is all introductory. If, yes, sir.
In the first, what you call the first stitch, it's not actually joining them.
Shtei techifot, to do two stitches with a knot is an isur doraita, to do three stitches is an isur doraita, etc. What we discussed last week is the Igrot Moshe and the Chazon Ish that discuss why everyone uses safety pins to close diapers, and we saw a few explanations. We began with the Korban Etanel, who asked, on Yom Tov, the women would use needles without a thread to attach curtains and decorations to the different cloths that were hanging. And he asked, why is that permissible? He said, the women would also use needles without thread to set up their clothing in the right way. And that's his question. So the Igros Moshe taught us that in order for it to be tofer, it has to be that the two pieces of cloth are made into one, so it becomes as though it was sewn or woven together. And by using a pin, what you're really doing is you're not uniting it as one. It's like using a button. The place where it's attached is very discernible. It's not a cloth that was stitched into it. It's another foreign object that was used to connect it. So that's why it's not considered that you made it one, but rather that you're using a pin is like using a button to connect it. And the second thing he said is that it has to be that in order to detach it from its state, you would have to tear it. And that's why he says, even if you would use a pin for long term, that would not constitute tofer, because you haven't made it in a way that you would have to tear in order to separate it. And that's why, according to Rav Moshe, it would be permissible if you have to pin up your pants, even though it might stay long term. There is definitely room to be stringent in this. The Korban Etanel, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Sha'arei Tshuva, there are many commentaries that say that using a pin for long term is at best questionable. Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish say everyone's doing it, but according to the Chazon Ish is stressing the idea that this is not something with permanence. That when you put in a pin, it's very obvious that you're not doing it long term. But what would be if you give your clothing to the cleaners and they put on this sign on your clothing that now is attached with a staple, and you're very comfortable with it because now you have your name tag in your suit. So they put it in your back lapel. They put your name. Now comes Shabbos and someone tells you, you know, it keeps flapping out of your suit. Why don't you take it off? So they say, okay, I'll take it off. But wait a second. In order to take it off, if by attaching it with the pin or the staple, that was called tofer, so then undoing it would be korea, would be tearing it. Where do we encounter this? So again, according to Rav Moshe, If it's an obvious thing that's made to pull out, I don't know what Rav Moshe would hold with a staple, because a staple is bent. And I have to look at the tshuva again. I don't remember if it's Rav Moshe or one of the other poskim that discusses taking a pin and bending it after you've put it through. And I don't want to say if I'm not 100% sure. Remind me, I'll double check that. But where we do come into this is when you buy a new shirt. So today I noticed they use the plastic clips on many of the shirts. But even when you gave shirts to the cleaners, once upon a time, they used to fold up your shirt with pins. Once upon a time, when you bought a new shirt, I don't know if today the shirts I've bought, sometimes some shirts I've seen have plastic clips, some have these pins. Can you take out that pin on Shabbos? So according to Rav Moshe, you could. Because according to Rav Moshe, it was never fully attached. So that's an application of this. Another thing would be zippers. We all use zippers, right? You close your jacket with a zipper, you use buttons, that's wonderful. What happens if you have a jacket, a winter jacket, and suddenly you realize, hey, it's cold, I want the, what do they call the bitna in English?
The
lining. I want the thicker lining. And I'm going to zipper it in for the next 6 months into my coat. What happens if you just got back your coat from the cleaners and you always keep the lining inside and you're going to zipper it in and it's going to stay there for the next 5 years till you give it to the cleaners again? If you choose to do that, you might not. If the coat, you can go 10 years without giving a coat to the cleaners. So now when you zip in the lining, that's something you're doing long term. Again, according to Rav Moshe, it would seem that would be okay, because it's very clearly you don't tear it to undo it. It's you're using something to connect it. Rav Ozner held that you're not allowed to do that. Rav Ozner held that even though it's a zipper, you're doing something with permanence that connects two things for long term. So that's why Rav Ozner in the Shevet HaLevi says not to do that. But Rav Moshe says that's not tofer. What'd you do? You're not going to tear in order to undo it. So Rav Moshe says that doesn't fall under the heading of tofer. It's a zipper. So that's step one in Tofer. We have a few more things to cover. Hi, Benny.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you talk about tying the lining of a jacket a while back? That it fell out.
That's for a different reason. That's not this task. Tying is a different isur. We're not in kosher right now. That's a different isur. Right now we're talking about a zipper. You're asking what would be about tying.
We talked about tying, but I'm saying even Moshe's.
Rav Moshe, that's the melacha of kosher. That's a different task. Tying is a different problem. Tying. Yes.
Why is it then that a zipper is considered so fair? Because it's not sewing either. It's
right.
It's connecting a zipper.
Well, it does say in halacha that to glue two pieces of paper, two pieces of hide together is tofer.
Really?
Yeah, that's Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, yeah. The end of Siman Shin Mem, if you want to look it up.
So, but my question is with regards to a zipper, because the way a zipper works, you put the two sides together.
I understand.
They fit in and stay together, so you could say the same thing about a puzzle book. As far as I know, puzzles aren't... aren't considered tofer.
Well, that's... No. The way a zipper works attaches something in a very powerful way. I mean, your knapsack closes with a zipper. Does that make it tofer? So according to Rav Ozner, is that if I attach two things with the intention of it being permanent, then even though it's a zipper, Rav Ozner would say that if you're attaching the lining to the coat for 6 months, and it's a powerful attachment, so that would also fall under tofer. Again, Rav Moshe says the nature of the attachment is such that you can undo it without tearing, so that's not tofer. But that's a big chidush that Rav Moshe says. Because he basically deduces it. It doesn't say that definition anywhere. He doesn't quote a source of it. He says, well, I have a problem. Task A and B don't fall under the heading of tofer in halacha. Well, why don't they? Must be that in order to be tofer, you also need this component. Okay, that's it's not a rock solid proof. It's a good argument, but it's not a. So, coming back to tofer, we have another interesting application of tofer. And that is, we said that putting a string through, when you put a string through a cloth, once you've gone up and down and up again, once you've gone three times through the cloth, so that's tofer. So sometimes you have these children's hats, children's socks, babies' hats, babies' socks, that have a string that runs through them to tie them. So basically what you have is, you have a hat that's made of wool, and then you have a string of wool that's basically woven into the hat, and in order to tie it on the baby or tighten it on the baby, you pull that string. So here the difference is, do I have loops? Meaning, let's take a bathing suit. You have a bathing suit and there's a string that runs in the bathing suit. Can you tighten that string? So over there we say, well, you're not really pulling a thread through the cloth. What you're doing is, the string in the sweatpants or in the bathing suit, that string has a path in the garment. It could be the garment is folded over. You have some hoods that have, they're folded over, and you have a string that runs through that fold. You can't say that I'm sewing when I pull the string through that, because there's a defined path for your string to go in. So you're not sewing, you're not pulling a thread through the cloth. You can't say that's sewing on Shabbos. But the issue comes up when sometimes it's not done in such a sophisticated way, and that's why I mentioned baby socks and baby's hats will sometimes have a string that's really just like the string it was woven with. And there you do run into the problem of sewing. So in ancient times, they didn't always have buttons at the ends of their sleeves. Sometimes they would have a thread with a needle. And when you wanted to tighten the sleeve, you would basically put the thread through, tighten it, and put it back. So there you run into that problem. That's sewing on Shabbos. You'll say, but I'm going to undo it. At the end of the day, when I want to take off my shirt, I'm going to undo that thread. Right, but that doesn't mean you didn't sew. If you sewed on Shabbos for an hour, that's still sewing. So when it's a needle and thread, even though I'm only doing it for an hour, and there's no defined path for the thread, rather it's just a needle and thread that's going to be used short term, that's the biblical prohibition of sewing. When the thread goes through the cloth in its natural way, I pull a thread through the cloth, and then I'm going to tighten it, even with a button. But bottom line, that thread is running through the cloth. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if I have a defined path, I can have loops, I can have a path like a fold in the clothing that the thread goes through. It's not being sewn through it, so then I would be allowed to tighten it on Shabbat, and that's what we all do. We tighten our hoods, we tighten the bathing suit or the sweatpants. That's okay, because there's a defined path for it. Yes?
Belts.
What's the problem with belts?
You have a defined path. First, you have to thread it in to start with. It's not there from the beginning. And then you're also joining it together.
But it's a defined path.
It's a defined path without a string to begin with. You're threading the belt in.
That's fine, but I'm threading it into a defined path.
The belt buckle is considered like a knot?
No, the same. It's just like I could put in, if the string comes out of the sweatpants, there I might have a problem of metakein mano. That if I put in the string, I'm making the pants, I'm finishing off the pants. I mean, if I buy a bathing suit, and for whatever reason they give it to me with the string outside the bathing suit, and I gotta put it into the bathing suit, so then I'm making it into a workable bathing suit or usable sweatpants. So there I might have a problem of finishing off the item. But a belt or sometimes you have a belt is a great example, right? So there's no problem putting the belt through the loops of your pants.
What happens if the pants are too big without the belt? So the belt is necessary.
Still no, still not metakin mana. No.
No.
Nope. No problem.
So
it's not a kesher.
It's joined.
That's not a kesher. We'll learn the task of kosher b'zachim in a number of weeks.
Same way, safety pins, right? Same mechanism.
No.
Or not?
Because it's tchifa achat, and it's in a defined hole. You have a hole in the belt, and you're putting the point of the belt, whatever you call that, what do you call that thing? Shkach. You're putting the point of the belt through a defined hole. That's not a safety pin going through a cloth.
If it's a defined hole, is it different from putting the needle on the end of your shirt? Is it through a defined hole also?
A number of things. Number one, if it's a predefined hole, so then my issue is not putting the needle through the hole. That's true. My issue is tightening a thread within a cloth. If I have a thread that's sewn into the cloth and now I'm going to tighten it, so there I have a problem. I'm not allowed to tighten a thread within a cloth. If you, as a child, you started pulling a loose thread in your pants, you realize, oh, I'm destroying these pants. So you pull back the pants and you pull the thread into the pants. That's a suh. That's also a task of tofer. A person sees that a button is coming loose and he tightens the threads of the button. That's the isur of tofer. Even just pulling the thread tighter. So if the thread is running through the cloth, it doesn't have defined loops, I couldn't tighten it. Just that, just the task of tightening it would be a su.
I don't see where the distinction from making the defined path is. Because once you put a thread through a cloth, it has a defined path.
So no. So defined is. Path means it has either loops or a fold that it's running through. Not that it's sewn through the cloth. That's not a defined path. A defined path means that...
This is the same hole that we always use to put it tight.
How could you always use the same hole? I don't understand the reality, but yeah. Even if it's the same hole, that doesn't make it defined. Defined is like the loops of your shoe that your shoelace goes through.
If you keep on using the same hole, it's going to be a set hole.
So it could be. Eventually, it'll be that. It could be. That could be. Okay. Give me 1 second just to remember if there's one more interesting point. Yes, this comes up a lot. It says over here as a side note, the Magen Avraham says, if you have a needle that's bent out of shape, you're not allowed to bend it back into shape on Shabbos. Okay, where's that relevant to us? Our glasses. You guys, Bezrat Hashem, will have the wonderful experience of waking up in the morning to a child doing this to your glasses. Okay? And then, you want to wear them, can you reshape them? And the answer is no. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. That's fixing a vessel. You know how many glasses I had that done to? Why don't I wear glasses anymore? It's just not worth the pain. So that's over here in the task of Tofer. So the Magen Avraham mentions that about a needle, and the Kaf HaChaim takes that the next step with glasses. Yeah.